This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek. Perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. This is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. My name is Andrew the Apprentice. Avi Miller's with us this evening.
I am. I haven't forgotten how to push buttons.
That's good.
No, I know.
And this coming Saturday evening is the second birthday of Halem Melbourne. Joining us from Halem is Ben and Aziz. Good evening, boys.
Good evening.
Hello. They're putting to me. You're all putting me to beard shame again. Really? I have to stop inviting people in with better beards than I have. Not on.
So, Ben, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about Halem.
Well, Halem is a support group for our background people, like for all the GLBTQI community. We show support, and you know, most of us, or the majority of us, are not out of their family.
Are not out.
Yeah. Yep. So all came from overseas. Mm-hmm. And usually, like, you know, when we meet and we find people like us who speak our language or understand our culture, you'll be more, you know, less stressed and
more comfortable.
More comfortable. Mm. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And Aziz, can you explain why perhaps people from Arabic background are not so comfortable in coming out to family?
Okay, because the culture there, they're not allowed to gay and lesbian to be out, and they can't act on the street. Also, some people there, they're gay, but they're not out of their family. Hmm. So back home, I have some friends, they're gay, and we go out together and we do whatever we do, but they can't say to their family or anything. This perhaps because of the religion and the culture and traditional.
Yeah. Yeah. And we should say, listeners, that we often get, and sort of quite regularly, messages coming in from various Arabics, people listening to Joy in various states in across the Middle East.
We do. We actually have quite a large listenership from the Middle East.
which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so good that here in Melbourne that you know, Arabic guys and girls are able to come together and share experiences, because I'm thinking that some of those experiences that people share must be
their story and the experience.
They must be, you know, feeling pretty bad sometimes.
Correct.
Yeah, you're talking about like coming out experience or something. Yeah, 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 it's exactly as Talal said, religion is more dominant in our culture, either being Muslim or Christian or Jew. Like it is very dominant. And when you come to your family, the first thing they look at you, they don't look at the son, they all look at what the holy book said.
Yes.
Then after 5-6 years, they were like, well, I got cancer, I'm dying, I accept you as gay. So it's not, sorry, you're dying, you know, bye-bye.
There is a, you know, I come from an Orthodox Jewish background, and there is that sort of immediate what will the people at synagogue say when, and it's quite amusing to me now, because my mother keeps telling me about other Jewish sons that have come out to her, you know, her friends' sons and stuff. I'm guessing that hasn't happened as quickly, perhaps, for sort of Arabic communities. There isn't that pride sometimes.
Well,
it's starting to happen in the Jewish community, I see more and more.
Yeah, Jewish community and Muslim community, they're similar, I think. Yeah. They have the same things. And I don't know, like, I have some friends, different background scarves, and they have the same, similar, we're sharing the same culture, the same tradition somehow. Mm. And I don't know. Yeah.
But the the experience, the shared experience that you have when you're in a group like Hillel must be very empowering.
Because when you said about coming out and you're talking about like the Jewish community are more open to
starting to be.
Yeah, starting to be. You're talking about the one in here in Australia?
No, actually in South Africa.
Oh, okay. So like they're not in Israel, for example?
No. Well, I have some Jewish friends now, some gay Jewish friends in Israel as well. Tel Aviv is becoming far more accepting.
It is. But if you go to like really religious hardcores, you'll be like, you know, calling you Lot and all these names. So it's exactly, it's happened in all these Middle East countries.
What I find quite interesting is the role that the armed forces have played with this, particularly in Israel, for example, because the armed forces has allowed openly gay service members. Israel is one of these fun countries. Everybody serves. It's mandatory service for men and women for 2 years.
Yeah.
And they'll take everyone. They don't care if you're male, female, gay, straight, bi, trans, you serve.
Yeah.
And it's a very egalitarian sort of military service. And that's actually done a lot for equality in Israel.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if you heard about the wedding happening in the same-sex marriage.
No, tell us.
In Lebanon.
Ooh,
I think last week. I didn't read it all the article, but two guys and they held the ceremony and there was no problem about it.
Wow.
And it's actually on our, I posted it on our Facebook. If somebody interested, they can go to Hillel Melbourne and they can find the article there.
Great.
Now, Hillel's going for 2 years here in Melbourne, and of course you've got a big birthday celebration happening.
Yeah, true. It's on Saturday night.
Yep.
So it's gonna be like some DJs and some drag show, and it will be the first time drag show in Arabic.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's Lebanese, and Angela Barakam. Mm-hmm. She's doing Arabic show. It would be interesting, really, and it's new in Melbourne.
And I'm taking, you know, do you guys meet, so the group meets, what, once a month or so, yeah?
Yeah, true. We meet every, the first Wednesday in each month.
Okay. So I'm guessing you have lots of fun and chats and...
Yeah.
Is it being great support for each other?
Yeah. Usually the meeting is more educational and informative. Like, you know, this year we started with the Victoria Gay and Lesbian Police.
Mm. Right.
And then one of the meeting we invited the Victoria AIDS Council to inform the house, like in a safe sex and what do you do if you practice unsafe sex and stuff. Then the event started and everyone's got busy, like, you know, trying to nail it and make everyone excited about it. So, yeah.
And it is, of course, open to everyone.
Absolutely. We've got two DJs. DJ Scott Anderson.
Yes.
And DJ Argonaut.
Yes.
And both of them are going to play Arabic and English for the whole night.
Pop. Arabic and English pop.
Yeah,
and
yeah. It's not like, dance. It's not like, oh, no. No, it's going.
So, and as you said, you've got Angela Bettercum.
Yes. Sensation.
Sensation.
Share.
And you've got belly dancing.
Yes, we get male and female belly dancing.
Oh. Male? How does male... Okay, so we've seen...
Well,
we've seen
to come on.
Do they wear little
I know
short
what we're
shorts?
Doing this weekend.
yes, hopefully lots of little hot pants.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, you should come. It's Lynn Exchange Hotel and Commotion Road. We start from 8. The doors open until 8.
Yep.
So hopefully everyone could make it.
We've got the dabka too.
We
the Middle Eastern dabka.
And we're doing a traditional dancing.
Right.
That will be on the stage. That would be something new.
Yeah.
So you have to come.
Yeah.
Now, your first birthday, you had a big party.
Yeah.
And so are you expecting this one to be even bigger?
Yep.
Yes, definitely. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. I think people are missing kind of this party, just to come and be yourself, listen to music they don't understand, just feel what we feel sometimes. We're just liking somebody wobbling.
Now, has Hillel itself grown from the... I mean, we had you on last year for your first birthday. How have you grown over the last year?
Well, I joined Hillel starting from the first birthday, not from the launch party. Mm-hmm, the launch party was 2012.
Mm.
It started... a guy called Adam expressed his idea about, like, you know, Helium is for the Arab group and things, and five people be on board, then it just grow from five to now to 30, 35.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it difficult to get in contact or
to advertise
for it?
For the event?
Yeah. No, for the group generally, I guess.
Well, we get usually like we have a weekly or daily advertising on your
Joy 4.9.
And sometimes we do the trick of sharing,
mm-hmm.
like we do some comment on our Facebook and people will share it and people will get sometimes like likes on it. We use this event usually for our publicity, like so people know it's like, oh, this is an Arabic night. Who's behind it? So they go, oh, it's Helium behind it. So
they'll start. And you've got a website, of course.
Yeah.
And what's the website address?
It's Helium, Melbourne.org.
And so heliummelbourne.org, you can get all the details there about the event.
Which is H-E-L-E-M, yes. Melbourne.org.
That's there you right. Go. And tickets are at the door on Saturday night from 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so $20 including one free drink.
Yep.
And all the show.
Fantastic. Now, of course, our members, our Joy members, will be able to let us know if they want to go because we do, Arvi, have a couple of tickets to give away.
We do. We have a double pass for the Helium Melbourne second birthday party at Karma Bar at 119 Commercial Road. It's opening the doors with four DJs who will be spinning over two different rooms, the hottest uplifting vocal, Arabian and English house music to get you twerking and belly dancing the night away thanks to Helium. So yes, if you want to go into the draw for that double pass, email us on air@joy.org.au or text us 0427JOY949 with your membership number. You can't have won anything in the last 2 weeks.
And you're using this as a bit of fundraising as well, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
So
always good.
Yeah, fundraising goes to Joy 94.9 and go to the Victoria AIDS Council.
Fantastic. And thank you very much for doing that for us as well.
Thank you to include us tonight, actually.
Not a problem. Yeah. Always welcome to come in and have a chat here on Hide and Seek.
Sure.
And all the best for Saturday night. I'm sure it'll be amazing.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.